The sound that you hear in the background is the sound of the river flowing. Sri Satya Baba, Giranariji Maharaj. I've spoken a lot about Giranari. You may have the sense of him now. I can tell you that Giranari Baba was said to have left the world in 1944. I'm not so sure about that. I've gone to his Mahasamadhi where his body lays, but Giranari Baba, I'm not so sure he's gone. 1944, he was said to have left his body, left the world. I met a cave yogi when I was in Lakshmanjula, and his name was Moni Baba. Moni means in silence, not speaking. And Moni Baba used to live in a cave on the mountain across from Satchadham. And he only drank milk and maybe one more item to live. Maybe just milk. And he would come down to Satchadham every once in a while and ask for milk, knowing that the cows were there or Maharaji would send him back with milk. It wasn't very often. Years later, I met him again. He came to the satsangs in India. And he hadn't spoken for 48 years. 49 years, something like that. And he told me by writing it down that he had sat on the lap of Giranari Baba when Moni Baba was a little boy. And that he was once, this sadhu, this Moni Baba, was once the prince of Kanpur. And he sat on Giranari Baba's lap and Giranari Baba told him, "You will be very simple, you're going to be a sadhu, you're going to wear very simple clothing, and you're going to live a very simple spiritual life." And he did. And he was the prince of Kanpur, Moni Baba and Giranariji.